This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for a state visit to Israel in a short while. This will be his second visit to Israel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed hope that his two-day state visit to Israel will further consolidate the enduring bonds between the two countries. In his departure statement ahead of the visit, the Prime Minister said it would set new goals for the strategic partnership and advance a shared vision for a resilient, innovative and prosperous future for both countries. He said that India and Israel share a robust and multifaceted strategic partnership that has witnessed remarkable growth and dynamism in recent years. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to holding discussions with Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. He said the talks will focus on further strengthening cooperation between the two nations across various sectors, including science and technology, innovation, agriculture and people-to-people ties. Mr. Modi said they will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is undertaking a two-day state visit to Israel at the invitation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. India and Israel have strongly and unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. During the 10th meeting of India-Israel Joint Working Group, JWG, on counter-terrorism held in New Delhi yesterday, both countries emphasized that confronting terrorism requires sustained, comprehensive and concerted action. A report.
The meeting underscored the importance of bilateral cooperation between India and Israel. Both sides agreed to strengthen cooperation through training, cybersecurity, exchange of best practices and information sharing, as well as enhanced law enforcement and judicial coordination. They also renewed their commitment to enhance cooperation at multilateral forums, including the UN and FATF. India and Israel strongly condemned the brutal terror attacks in both countries and stressed the urgent need to hold the perpetrators accountable. They also discussed emerging threats such as terrorist recruitment, misuse of technology, and the growing use of unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, and AI for terror activities. Both sides decided to hold the next meeting of the Joint Working Group on Counterterrorism in Israel. With Anupam and Dilnashi Arzu, Tripti Shivastav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Union Cabinet has approved the proposal for alteration of name of state of Kerala as Keralam. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting, Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, after approval of the Cabinet, the President of India will refer a bill, namely the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026, to the State Legislative Assembly of Kerala for expressing its views. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approves three multi-tracking projects covering eight districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. Directorate General of Civil Aviation has announced stringent new safety mandates for non-scheduled flight operators following a high-level review meeting held yesterday amid a recent rise in aviation incidents. The regulator said pilots cannot be simply blamed for lapses. It said safety must take precedence over commercial considerations, including charter and VIP commitments, and reaffirmed that a pilot in command's decision on safety grounds be final. India abstained in the UN General Assembly last night on a draft resolution that called for an immediate, full and unconditional ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. The draft resolution was adopted by the 193-member UN General Assembly, with 107 nations voting in favour, 12 against and 51 abstentions. India was among the 51 member states abstaining from the resolution introduced by Kyiv, along with Bahrain, Bangladesh, Brazil, China, South Africa, Sri Lanka, United Arab Emirates and the United States. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, England defeated Pakistan by 2 wickets in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the Palikkale International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka last night. Today, New Zealand will take on Sri Lanka in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. The match will start at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.